The New Jersey Supreme Court is changing how child sex abuse cases can be tried in the Garden State. And in an opinion issued today, the High Court barred a long-standing theory on child sex abuse from being used as evidence, finding that that theory lacks scientific backing. It's a major win for defense attorneys who call the theory junk science. WHYY's Joe Hernandez has been digging into the ruling and joins me now. And Joe, what is child sexual abuse accommodation syndrome?
Right. Child sexual abuse accommodation syndrome, or CSAAS, is a scientific theory put forth by a man named Dr. Roland Summit back in 1983. And it's a pretty basic idea that says when children are sexually abused, they might exhibit behavior that could be counterintuitive or confusing to adults. And that list of behaviors includes secrecy, helplessness, delayed disclosure, and retraction, so taking back what they said. And it was first accepted in New Jersey courts in 1993 and was used up until yesterday.
How was that theory received when it was floated in the 1980s?
Well, back then, I mean, experts say back then there wasn't a lot of research on child sexual abuse. It was pretty sparse, and people thought that it was pretty rare, actually. So this theory won praise, and then it started getting used by expert witnesses in court cases on child sexual abuse. And judges made sure to tell juries that the theory was only there to describe how a victim might act, but not there to prove that abuse had definitely occurred. But then it started to receive some criticism from people who said it was too broad and that it could be basically be used to describe any situation involving child sexual abuse or allegations of abuse. I spoke with Dr. Kamala London, who studies child abuse at the University of Toledo.
If you take this belief in CSAAS, your belief is that when a child says they were not abused, that that may be a symptom of abuse, then you're left with, you know, saying, well, what does someone who wasn't abused do if denying abuse is symptomatic of abuse?
Joe, let's look at the case, State versus JLG, that the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled on today.
Right. So this was the case of a 32-year-old man who was convicted of sexually abusing his teenage stepdaughter for about a year and a half. The victim in this case at first denied that any abuse had occurred because when her mother heard about it, she threatened to kill the guy. And the victim was apparently trying to stop her mother from committing a crime that would land her in jail. But the teenager later told law enforcement that this man, yes, had actually been abusing her after all. So during the trial, the prosecutor called an expert witness to the stand who testified on the child sexual abuse accommodation syndrome theory, and then the jury rendered a guilty verdict. And after that verdict, the public defender's office filed an appeal saying, in part, this theory isn't based in science and it shouldn't be allowed in courtrooms in New Jersey.
Then on what basis did the justices essentially ban the theory from being used to prosecute child abusers?
Well, after the appeal, there was this big hearing, big evidentiary hearing about whether this theory has any backing in science or not. And a lower court judge found, and the Supreme Court agreed, that no, there's not enough scientific evidence to hold this up as a scientific theory and to allow it as expert testimony in court. Neither the American Psychiatric Association nor the American Psychological Association has recognized CSAAS, and it doesn't appear in the DSM either. In its opinion, though, the Supreme Court did do a small carve-out for delayed disclosure. So when victims wait a certain period of time before saying that they were abused, the court said for that small bit, there is enough scientific evidence. So that could be experts could testify on that. But otherwise, they got rid of the theory.
What's been the reaction so far to today's ruling?
Well, the public defender's office is claiming victory. They filed this appeal, and they say this junk science doesn't belong in the courtroom to begin with. They say this will make the justice system fairer for people, defendants, who have to face such charges. But other people, of course, think that this will be bad. They say children who make allegations of sexual abuse could suffer. I talked with Dr. Lynn Tasca, who's a psychologist in private practice in Lawrenceville, and she's actually the person who gave the expert witness testimony in the case that we're talking about. And she says the child sexual abuse accommodation syndrome theory is just a good way to explain to a jury how a child might act after being sexually abused.
I think that it's really important that jurors understand that when they see that kind of behavior, that doesn't mean it's fake, you know, that we understand what's the typical behavior of children. So I worry that kids won't be believed if a disclosure doesn't look like a perfect statement.
Now, although the Supreme Court threw out this theory, they did uphold the conviction of this 32-year-old man. They said there was plenty of evidence against him. And although the CSAAS theory is now gone in New Jersey, it's still used in at least 40 states across the country.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
WHYY's Joe Hernandez on Newsworks Tonight.